This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Last week in Springfield was a recognition of National Rare Disease Day. A number of advocates for people with rare diseases met at the state capitol and talked with local lawmakers and other things. And one of those was a Galesburg area family. Tracy Parlier has a 3-year-old daughter, Lily, who suffers from spinal muscular atrophy. And we've talked about her a number of times in this program, usually with State Representative Dan Swanson, who's advocated on the Parlier's behalf. And I'm glad to say that we have a few minutes to talk with Tracy Parlier here in studio tonight. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us here.
Talk a little bit first, if you could, about spinal muscular atrophy. If I understand this right, this is a neuromuscular disease, so we can kind of think of it in terms of muscular dystrophy, correct?
Yes, it's a genetic neuromuscular disease. Basically, the survival motor neuron 1 gene is deleted or missing. And that's the carries the message from the brain to the muscles.
In finding all this out, Lily is 3 now, and you found out how soon after she was born?
She was 17 months.
What was that experience like? Start first with when you first realized something was wrong, and then talk to me about the process you went through to determine that what exactly was happening, I guess.
She was a preemie, so she was probably 4 months old, and she still wasn't sitting up. And so I got in a hold of the pediatrician. You know, we did a physical therapy eval, and she was delayed. So it was just a lot of physical therapy work. The consensus was she was just a preemie.
So that must have been awfully frustrating. I mean, that you had no answers for an awfully long time, right?
Yeah, it was about 11 months worth of questioning.
And going, I imagine, from doctor to doctor and probably hospital to hospital and things like that, right?
Yeah, she was seen by numerous providers, from therapy to specialists. And she was low. They kept saying, you know, she's hypotonia, which is low muscle tone. And there's, if you look it up, it could be 1,000 things that cause hypotonia.
Yeah, that's a huge help they were, it sounds like. So I imagine when you finally found out it was spinal muscular atrophy, I imagine that was probably emotional on both ends. Probably relief that you finally had an answer, but probably still emotional knowing that that's what it was, right?
Absolutely emotional. Heartbreaking really is what it was.
I can imagine so. And how's Lily doing these days? It sounds like, from what we were talking earlier off the air, that it sounds like she's doing well. And gosh, she sounds pretty active.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She's impressive to everybody. She's got the strength and she's not going to give up.
I certainly understand that. That is truly amazing. What's been treatment since then? And you were saying that there's something that she's been able to be treated with recently that's been a huge help?
Yeah, the FDA approved Spinraza to treat SMA. It was approved December 23rd of 16, and Lily's had 6 doses. It's administered via lumbar puncture, so she's had 6 lumbar punctures.
And if I didn't know any better, she sounds like she's doing okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You might hear Lily here a little bit during the course of this conversation, but bear with us. But I think that really speaks to that, going from all that frustration to now, that this must be sort of overall quite a journey, huh?
Yeah, she was extremely weak early on. It was after we altered her diet and began treatment that she's gained strength that we never thought she would have.
That's great. I imagine it's great sometimes, right?
Yeah.
No doubt. So how did you first get connected then with State Representative Dan Swanson? He's working on legislation on your behalf that'll get a vote in the House that would help test for these sorts of things, or in spinal muscular atrophy specifically, prior to birth. How did you get hooked up with him?
It was thanks to Patrick Harlan. When we were at conference last year, SMA conference, they stressed the need to put this on the newborn screening panel for each state, and to go back home and to advocate and reach out. I really wasn't sure where to start, so I had known Patrick. He has helped us, you know, just kind of cope with everything and reach out to where we need to be reaching out to.
Patrick's been involved, we should say, for those who don't know, politically in some circles, and he's also a local insurance agent. So I imagine that was probably having both ends of that a huge help, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So State Representative Swanson now has been really active on your behalf, hasn't he, since he first learned of this?
Oh, my goodness. He has been a phenomenal. From the first meeting we had with him, he's knew there was a need, and he's just been advocating for Lily and for SMA.
He likes to tell a story at one of the legislative hearings that you spoke, and somehow Lily was able to testify, and his words stole the show, and I can kind of see why, right?
Oh yeah, she the lady sitting next to us had to reach over and turn her microphone off.
But I imagine that had to, in your mind, speak volumes to those lawmakers as to why that getting legislation in place that can deal with this prior to birth is really a big deal.
Yeah, it's actually just after birth.
Right.
The newborn screening panel is done just shortly after birth, and the earlier treatment can begin, the more, I don't want to say more normal they can be, but the better their outcomes.
You were involved in this past Wednesday, the National Rare Disease Day event at the state capitol. What was what did you do, and what was kind of your message to whoever you talked with?
We met with other families with kids with rare diseases, and it was amazing to be around that group to learn their journeys as well. We met met with
various lawmakers,
yeah,
and things like that.
Yeah, just whoever had a time to come out and talk with us. Dan was definitely there. Mm-hmm. There's so much out there that we need, you know, to pay attention to bring awareness of. I mean, awareness and education, I think that's something we need to kind of bring more forward.
Between, yeah, education and testing right after birth, those can be so crucial, and it seems like it just makes sense if you're testing for a number of other things right after birth too, right?
Definitely. 1 in 11,000 babies are born with SMA.
Wow.
So having Lily actually kind of steal the show to testify was phenomenal, because these kids are spunky, they're sassy, they're strong, and to have, you know, the legislation people see that was definitely a blessing.
Do you have a sense of how much more maybe you could have been helped, or how much you would have been able to fight this battle, if you will, had Lily been tested for this right after birth?
It would have helped in so many ways.
Yeah.
The resources, the knowledge, the connection with other families, the information, the intervention you can do, the different therapies, their needs are different, so that would have definitely helped.
How did most of the lawmakers and others you talk with react? Did it seem like, for lack of a better term, they got it?
I think they did.
Yeah.
Everybody was really genuine and seemed like they wanted to get involved and help.
Do keep us posted, and if there's anything we can do to help keep Lily's story alive and promote any events that may be coming up involving her, do let us know. And best of luck going forward. I imagine you'll probably still have plenty of good and bad days ahead, and hopefully you'll be able to handle all of them as best as you can.
Thank you. The whole community has been phenomenal. We can't express our gratitude to everybody.
Tracy Parlier, thanks so much for coming in and bringing Lily with you. We sure do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues next on WGIL.